It is certainly Broadway's most talked about musical. It's been making news for months during the rehearsals and previews as the cast kept getting injured, its director was fired, and then there were the scathing reviews before it even opened. That would be Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, which officially opens tonight. The $75 million musical has been almost entirely reworked. Jeff London has been covering it since the beginning, and he reports on this latest chapter of the Spider-Man saga.
Spider-Man's lead producers, Jeremiah Harris and Michael Cole, knew from the beginning of previews last November that their show, the most expensive in Broadway history, was in deep trouble. Even though audiences were flocking to see the production, despite the negative publicity, they knew the story wasn't working. And then in February, the critics came, unwilling to wait for another postponed opening night, and trashed it. Cole says he and his partner knew something had to be done.
Jerry and I finally talked to enough people and gotten to the point where we went, this has to be fixed or abandoned. I mean, there were two choices. Three, actually. Let it run, but we knew that was going to be a slow death. And we started to talk about who should we bring in.
So they made some surprising and dramatic decisions. When Julie Taymor, the show's co-author and director, refused to make wholesale changes to Spider-Man, they canned her. She was replaced by Philip William McKinley, who has directed on Broadway and for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. He says he identified the problems right away.
It was clear to me that the audience was not getting the story, that they weren't understanding what was happening on the stage. And I remember saying there were three things that I thought the show needed. And I said, I think it needed joy, and it needed humanity, and it needed characters that you really cared about.
Don't think about tomorrow. We've only got today. There's nothing that I want from you, not a word you have to say. You are all I need and all I can defend, all I need to hold on to if the world should end.
The producers also hired playwright Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, who's written Spider-Man comics, to join the show's co-author Glenn Berger in reworking the script. And then, Berger says, the producers announced they were going to do something completely unprecedented.
No one shuts down a Broadway musical for 4 weeks and totally revamps it. But yeah, it turned out that was the case.
Even though the two playwrights and director didn't know each other, they locked themselves in a room for 2 days, rolled up their sleeves, and mapped out a plan. With an enormous production, which features aerial acrobatics over the audience's heads, constantly shifting sets, and an elaborate video design, Aguirre-Sacasa says they really had to focus on the essentials.
There was a ticking clock on it. It was also like, what actually could we do, given the time constraints, you know, the budget constraints, and it's a finite number of chess pieces on the board.
They got the show's songwriters, U2 frontmen Bono and The Edge, who've never written a musical before, to write new material, like a second act opener for The Green Goblin called A Freak Like Me.
If you're looking for a night out on the town, you just found me. I'm a $65 million circus tragedy.
And almost every role got expanded and clarified in the rewrite. Reeve Carney plays Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man. He says over 90% of his dialogue is new.
I think both versions of the show were fantastic, but this version of the show does make it a little bit easier on the general audience, and I think that is a good thing.
Still, the new creative team wasn't going to jettison some of Julie Taymor's signature set pieces, says director Philip William McKinley.
I would never get rid of some of the beautiful things that are there, that Julie's vision, and certainly they are present, and never thought for a moment that would not have been a wise thing to do.
Turn off the dark.
Stephanie Lee is president of Group Sales Box Office, which handles advance ticket sales for groups of 15 to a couple hundred people. Lee says she and her sales agent spent a good deal of time during the show's six-month preview period scrambling to rebook tickets for her clients. But now that she's seen the revamped version and gotten positive feedback from her customers, she thinks the show has all the earmarks of a smash hit.
I've never seen such an enormous gamble and a brave undertaking. You know, drama aside, and who knows where the drama will unfold next behind the scenes, I suspect that they probably haven't heard the last of Julie Taymor.
And indeed, just a few days after Lee made that statement, it was announced that the Stage Directors Union had filed a claim for arbitration on Julie Taymor's behalf for an estimated $300,000 in unpaid royalties. And a call to Taymor's attorney revealed she hadn't been paid her author's royalties either. So there are clearly more twists down the road on the Spider-Man story. But for the time being, cast members like Jennifer Damiano, who plays love interest Mary Jane, are thrilled that their extra-long rehearsal and preview period is finally coming to an end tonight.
It's kind of extraordinary to feel like we're on the verge of that being it, of being finished, having this finished product, opening, and just kind of running. I mean, that seems like such a dream, and it's been so out of reach for so long.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.